All right, now's the time. And I'm telling you to go and check out our cameras, kdkradio.com, our YouTube page. You can type KDK Radio. It's right there. On our Twitter, our live feed, because this one is better with the video. Two of my favorite people, Chef Michael and General Manager Marco Corona, both from Lamont, have stopped in on the cusp of the holiday weekend. So much going on. Marco, you're my man, but like, you've already worked a 20-hour day, and it's only 3:30 today, I think. You're ready for it. You're hunkered down, right?
Yeah, July 4th is definitely one of our busiest holidays, and we're busy from 5 o'clock all the way through the end of the show, and then all the traffic after that. So it's going to be something. We spend quite a bit of time planning, preparing for all this to make sure all of our customers, as many as there will be, are happy, have a great view of the fireworks, and really enjoy the entire experience.
Do you have people that have been, here's my 4th of July situation in my itinerary. I go to Lamont, then I either stay inside or I jump out and go and check out the fireworks. They've been doing it for like 20, 25 years. Do you have those same people every year?
Absolutely. We have people come in and they'll leave when it's time for them to go. Say, just put us down for next year. All right, John, we'll put you down for next year. They just, it's year after year, they have a nice routine. And that's something that, I guess, for a busy day like that, and for all the commotion that's going on, it's probably a good plan.
Certainly, a lot going on. Now, Marco's important. Marco Corona, the GM of Lamont. But the guy who's really important is Chef Michael. Chef Michael, you brought this stuff in. The whole newsroom started buzzing. It smells incredible. I smell barbecue sauce. Do I have this right?
You are correct. Both dishes that we brought today have some barbecue in it. It's summertime, one of the fun times of year for some food. A lot of grilled items. We brought a grilled chicken with some barbecue sauce, cheddar jack cheese, and a corn and black bean salsa over the top, as well as a smoked beef barbecue brisket, and that's topped with a barbecue jus and some pickled red onions.
Ooh, let's go. And a summer there's a summer salad on the menu. I know that you guys are utilizing those tomatoes that we get this time of year. They're starting to come up. What do we got going on with that?
We have, every summer, we put on a burrata salad, like a fresh Mott's tomato salad. We do burrata. It's a nicer fresh Mott's. It's got the soft, creamy center. But we use an heirloom tomato on that. It's got your yellows, greens, and reds. They're vine ripe, nice and soft. It really makes a big difference in that salad.
I find, too, to be that the brisket is not too heavy where you're walking around with like a bowling ball in your stomach. You make it good. And the cut of it is fantastic. Talk about the people that come in and kind of always want that, especially it's summer fare, and it makes you think about Independence Day.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done some brisket, a little bit different from what we normally do with our center cut steaks and everything. But like I said, it's summertime. You know, it's that time of year that you get your grilled items, your smoked items, and it just fits perfectly with the menu.
We've talked about this before, Marco, and Marco's the general manager at Lamont, about how we have this sort of baked-in, incredible view, and baked-in, you're almost a picture frame to the picture, and you never lose sight of that at Lamont, and how great customer service, great food, great everything, but a lot of people come for that view, and you got to give it to them on nights like tomorrow night and just how special it is for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one thing that helped Lamont exist for 65 years, is that incredible view. And it only gets better. We have a great city, a beautiful city, and the work they do always makes it even more beautiful. So it's important, yeah, that we give our customers the best of everything, and especially the view, especially on nights we have fireworks, whether it's for July 4th, whether it's for the Pirates, or even the Steelers. So we got to make sure, and we do our best to make sure that everybody has a perfect vantage point. They can see everything and really just take in that as part of the entire experience.
Now, I know you work in unison with some of these people at times for different things. When you have banquets, when you have big nights like this, people say, well, Mott Washington, it gets crushed up there. I think that we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to them. The police and the public safety, the way they funnel people in and out and the way they try to get people in and out of Mott Washington, I don't think people should be deterred about, well, there's too many people. They actually do a great job of funneling people in and out of Mott Washington. You've seen that with your own eyes for decades, right?
Yeah, they do. They plan this well ahead of time, and you know, they refine their plans, and it makes it best and safest for everybody to get into Mott Washington when it's time, and then to get out of Mott Washington when it's time. Because, you know, especially on July 4th, everybody wants to get out at the same time, and they have a great plan. It's smooth. It flows as smoothly as possible. So there's no apprehension of getting up to the mount or getting off. Just you know, it's all part of the fun, and it all works, and all works well.
Yeah, and have a great time.
Yeah.
Chef Michael, what time do you get in tomorrow? What time do you start prepping? What time do you get it done for, like a holiday, like tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'll probably get in around 10 o'clock in the morning. We don't open till 5 o'clock. We got a nice little push right at 5 o'clock when we open. So there's a lot of planning and, you know, getting ready for a day like that. Holidays, like Marco said, it's all about planning, you know, knowing what time people are coming, having the right amount of people, the right amount of product, and being ready whenever they come.
How many tables will you turn tomorrow? Do you know? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Well, Marco does the tables. I know
yeah.
we have over 300 people, plus
yeah.
another banquet for 100 people. As
well. Yeah, so we have over 40 tables coming in at 5:30. Turn those over for another 45 at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 8:30. And then we have the big wedding going on downstairs. And no better place to have a wedding than at the Le Mans, especially on the 4th of July. So it's going to be a great busy day. And like Mike said, it's all about the plan. You know, you gotta be ready. And I was a basketball coach for many years. And you know, you either plan to fail. So,
Last thing for you, I know that we got this brisket going on. I know we got salmon. It's summery. What do we got dessert wise? What are you working with your pastry people to kind of get it done? Not just now, but throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing a lot with berries over the last month or two. We've done some berry cobblers. We did a berry parfait. Right now we have just a regular New York style cheesecake with strawberries, doing a strawberry shortcake. You know, so we're trying to get some of those lighter, you know, items in there, done some different things with bananas and everything else. So same thing. It's the fun time of year for food. A lot of fresh, seasonal, local items that we've been using and incorporating into the menus. And the dessert menu is one of those things that we've incorporated them in, and it changes almost daily.
Man, fantastic. Last thing, Marco, before we let you guys go, any advice for people coming tomorrow? Are there still tables available? Do people need to get there early? How does this all work for Le Mans?
So we're pretty much sold out. But if you are coming to the Le Mans tomorrow, especially in a later seating, it's important you get there by 7. As we spoke earlier, that you know the police do a great job of funneling people in. But the sooner you get there, the less problems there are. And we do have valet parking, so there's no issue with parking. But just I think the best idea is to get there a little bit early and then be a little patient at the end when it's time to go.
Yeah, but people are a lot patient. They may want to plop down and not leave and watch the fireworks from it. Do you ever catch those jokers that don't want to leave?
Yeah, we get a few of those here. We have the ejection seats for that. So.
Yes, send them right out. Good stuff, guys. Lamont doing it up big for this holiday, as they do all summer, all the time, and especially for the holidays. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Colin.
Appreciate it as always. And now the newsroom is we're just going to smash all this food. So
go for it.
Good stuff.